VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. We've got a program that's absolutely filled with important information for today. And just before we introduce our guest, I do need to quickly update you on a couple matters. We have conducted several programs here on Crosstalk pertaining to H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act. I have received releases from many different groups indicating that the U.S. House of Representatives will be voting on the so-called Equality Act either tomorrow or Friday. Matt Staver of Liberty Council, who has joined us, said this legislation will be used as a wrecking ball to churches, to religious organizations, religious freedom and free speech. He called this the most dangerous legislation against religious liberty ever proposed in Congress. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have no idea what H.R. 5 is all about, please go to our site, crosstalkamerica.com, and do a search on Equality Act. You'll find several programs we've done on this topic. You can also go to Liberty Council site at lc.org/HR5 and learn more about it. But your member of the House of Representatives will be voting on it in the next 2 days. You may contact them at 202-225-3121. 3121. That's 202-225-3121. Or to get direct numbers, go to house.gov. Now, the White House has criticized this Equality Act, but today the Heritage Foundation said that the White House has stopped short of a veto threat. So as such, you may want to contact the White House opinion line at 202-456-1111 or the White House switchboard at 202-456-1414. And by all means, be praying for our nation, be praying for the Congress. Secondly, we recently conducted a program on Crosstalk here with Texas Right to Life about this 10-day rule where hospitals can, above the patient's objection or the family objection, pull the plug on those on ventilators or those receiving dialysis. And we spoke last week of Carolyn Jones, a 61-year-old Texas mother who was fighting to stay alive, and how the hospital was invoking that 10-day rule on her. This past Monday, they did pull her off the ventilator, pulled the plug on the ventilator, but she is still fighting to stay alive. And when pulling that ventilator didn't work, guess what? It's reported now that the hospital is withholding dialysis from this conscious woman. We don't have more time to go into it, but if you'd like to get the latest, go to TexasRightToLife.com, TexasRightToLife.com. One further item, and that's just a heads up that mosques in 20 states are going to be hosting Open Mosque Day on May 18th. It's an initiative during the month of Ramadan to share their Ramadan experience with their neighbors. Now, we bring this to your attention to again demonstrate the outreach that Islam is making into communities all across this nation. We've conducted numerous programs in which we've revealed the truth about Islam. Former Muslims have been with us with this program and others, warning about what Muslims truly believe or what the Quran teaches in the name of Islam. So want you to be aware of that. Now, for our topic today, this week, May 12th through the 18th, is National Police Week. Today, May 15th, is Peace Officer Memorial Day as we remember officers who have been killed in the line of duty. The American Police Hall of Fame and Museum reports that every 57 hours, a police officer is killed in the line of duty somewhere in America. Every day, officers all over this nation are putting their lives on the line to ensure the safety of the public. More than 100 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty last year, and tragically, within the 8-month period recently, our city of Milwaukee has lost 3 police officers. Many flags across the nation today are being flown at half staff. President Trump has issued a proclamation and said tonight he's going to light up the White House in blue. With the changes going on in our society today, our guest has asked the question, is this open season on cops? Joining us, we welcome back Jim Corey. Jim is a member of the Board of Advisors and a former vice president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He's a former chief of police at a New York City housing project in Washington Heights there that was nicknamed Crack City by reporters. He served as a director of public safety and director of security for several major organizations. He's also served on the National Drug Task Force. He's trained police and security officers throughout the country. He's also a columnist. And, Jim, good to have you with us here today on Crosstalk.
Oh, good to talk to you again, Jim.
You've been a police officer. Would you just take a moment and describe for us what life is like for the one in the blue uniform?
It's a tough life. First of all, you have to deal with rotating shifts, you know. So on a personal level, it does take away from family life. A lot of times, you'll do 12 to 8 or 4 to 12s, which deprives you really of interaction with your children, because most of your kids are going to school. And if you're off during the day or early morning, let's say after a 12-day tour, you're not going to have the kids home, and by the time they get home, you're already leaving for work on a 4 to 12. The hours are tough. There's a lot of overtime, whether it's wanted or not wanted. Not the point. It's the point is that in many cases you'll have to work 12-hour shifts, or you may have to work 16-hour shifts. I remember during there was a subway strike in New York City, and I practically slept at the job. I would catch maybe 2-3 hours of sleep. My pocketbook felt great, but, you know, it did take me away from my family. The only time I spoke to my wife was on the phone. It does take a lot because during holidays, we'd have to work, especially New Year's Eve and those types of holidays.
And it's all about public safety. So you put in those hours, you sacrifice family time, you give up holidays for the purpose of securing the safety of the people. A lot of people can go to work at the beginning of a day and they say, oh, today I'm going to get this done, and that done. And a lot of people have a predictable day as they go to their line of work. But for a police officer, they can't go in and predict what their day is going to hold for them.
No, it may be the day, that they're gonna be involved in a shootout, for example. Or it may be a day in which they're assaulted. Or it could be the day that they're gonna be killed, sometimes during a routine, traffic stop. Especially the day. For some reason, we are showing more, deaths, police officers during routine traffic stops, oncoming traffic. Cars have hit police officers too frequently. A lot of them are hit and runs because the drivers themselves do not have driver's license. Or they were drinking and driving, and they do not want to be captured that way, in that condition. You have to remember, Jim, When you make a vehicle stop, it sounds like it's a routine, but a lot of people, a lot of police officers have been hurt or killed during routine traffic stops.
Yeah.
You don't know who's in that car, so all of your focus is on that police stop. You're watching the suspect. You're making sure that he's not moving around in the car, trying to hide something or trying to get something out of the glove compartment or under the seat of the car, his driver's seat. You're not paying attention to what's going on behind you. And a lot of times we're talking about these busy highways. And all of a sudden, you find yourself hit by these cars.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, the police officers survive. There have been a number of them who have been accidentally killed. In fact, accidental killings were 51 for last year,
wow.
2018.
Wow. And so you, an officer just never really knows the severity of that situation. I mean, we've seen the tragedy stem from what appears to be what you call the routine traffic stop, but also to those who are serving warrants or those who are all of a sudden called out in some aspect of domestic abuse. The severity can change just like by a snap of the finger.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up. One of the most dangerous calls for a cop is a family dispute or domestic dispute. In other words, they have to go into an apartment or a house where neither party really wants them because somebody else called up next door, or if it's an apartment building, neighbors have called the police, and so you have two people who are at fever pitch fighting with each other, who do not want you in the apartment. And there have been incidents where police officers have been seriously injured. I'll never forget one woman took a stiletto heel and hit the officer over his head with the stiletto heel. And he had a serious concussion result of that.
Well, Jim, you have reported on the escalation in numbers of officers killed in the line of duty. Tell us about that escalation.
Well, it seems that there's a lot less stigma to killing a police officer. It used to be two people you didn't want to kill. You didn't want to kill reporters. And you didn't want to kill cops. That seems to have departed in our society today. It's open season on cops. Because if you look at the people being shot, you're not talking about rookies. You're talking about 37 years old. That's the average age. You're talking about people who've been in the job for up to 10 years. Even females now, you know, we never had a problem with females being killed in the line of duty. There were three females who were killed last year in 2018.
Hmm.
And the officer, you know, and then you have the same thing for accidentally killed police officers. The average age was 36, not much different from the average age of 37 for those who were feloniously killed or assaulted. Then you have the average 10 years on the job. And in this instance, you had four females. So you had seven females killed in 2018, which is, I think, a number that has gone significantly higher because women are being assigned to more dangerous assignments.
Jim Corey is our guest here today on Crosstalk. It's Peace Officers Memorial Day, and we're discussing that today. We also will talk about some comments that President Trump had to say regarding this day today, and some other significant events taking place this week in Washington, D.C. We'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when did the Ice Age happen?
Chris, the Bible doesn't mention the Ice Age by name, but it probably occurred in the several hundred years following the flood as an after effect of the flood. The waters then were probably much warmer than today and would have easily evaporated, pumping great volumes of moisture up into the atmosphere, where it would then condense and fall as snow. The snow continued to build up and packed into ice, which then could flow south, but it certainly didn't cover the entire globe. This would have been happening up through the time of Abraham. Job lived about the time of Abraham, and in the book of Job, ice and snow were mentioned more times than in any other book in the Bible. Job lived in a warm area, but he knew about the ice up in Europe. The Ice Age would have continued until the oceans gave up their excess heat, and that all happened back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, taking a day aside to commemorate Peace Officers Memorial Day. This is Police Officers Week, and this is Peace Officer Memorial Day. And we're talking today with Jim Corey, who is a member of the Board of Advisors and a former vice president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He has served in that capacity himself as well as a chief of police. And talking about this day, Jim, you were talking about, you've asked that question, is this open season on cops? And you've talked about this change in attitude toward law enforcement officers. What, as you look back here through recent years, what do you believe has changed this attitude toward law enforcement?
I think that because of our political leaders, a lot of our political leaders, in fact, I've written about it, some of the things that have been said, for example, I'll give you a couple of examples. During the presidential election, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, compared local police officers. I believe she was speaking in front of a African American crowd. But she was in Chicago, and she said that the local police were very similar to ISIS. I mean, that was, I was outraged. A lot of people, and the media didn't cover that. The media did not cover that. Trump saying something that was actually a joke, like he was asking Putin to release some of Hillary Clinton's missing email. He was joking. We all knew he was joking. But they made it into this big magilla. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is telling blacks that cops are no better than ISIS. You also had Luis Gutierrez, a congressman, on the floor of Congress calling the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, the Gestapo. I mean, all of this loaded language that we're hearing from these people. And it happens, it's pretty common. And the media, they try not to play it up. They don't want Americans to hear that coming from the Democrats. Yeah, and usually that's who it is. It's a Democratic Party, that puts out this stuff about cops. And I trace it all the way back to the Obama administration.
Now, I find it interesting, Jim, that this Peace Officers Memorial Day, it was a Democratic president, President Kennedy, that first observed the day.
Well, you know, with all due respect to the Democrats, you know, I believe John F. Kennedy today would be a Republican. John F. Kennedy, first of all, he was against abortion. A lot of people don't like talking about that. He was a devout Catholic. Regardless of his lifestyle, he was against abortion. He was more conservative than any of these people running today on the Democratic side for president. Kennedy loved cops, and they loved him. Kennedy and even his brother, Robert, was well respected by a lot of cops. In fact, one of Robert Kennedy's best friends, a lot of people don't know this, was an FBI agent that he worked with on organized crime, Bill Romer. In fact, I spoke to Bill Romer, and he loved Robert F. Kennedy. He said Robert Kennedy cared about cops. And so did his brother, John.
Jim, on the earlier in our first segment, you were talking about the average age of officers killed, whether it be accidental or whether it be through felonies, felony acts, is 36 to 37. And as we focus in certainly on the spouse that is left behind. We also focus in on these are ages in which many of them have very young families, young children in the home, or young people that are looking for the guidance of their parent whose life was just taken in an act of violence or taken in an act of neglect.
Well, definitely, and that, which is why we have a lot of for example, the Police Hall of Fame and Museum down in Titusville, Florida. They have a program, for children. They have a scholarship program. They have a lot of programs for children. Every Christmas, we make sure that young children whose, one of their parents has been killed in the line of duty, make sure that they're going to have a great Christmas despite the mourning and despite the sadness. So I'm sure other police organizations, I know the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, which represents rank and file police officers, they also have a Christmas program, and they have a program for young people, we call them survivors, for their families, to help them, especially the fact that, these people, they do not get, for some reason, it's out there that police officers get these huge pensions. That's not the truth. The truth of the matter is they get average-sized pensions, they get average-sized medical care, programs, the spouse and the children, they need help. So these organizations, they provide a lot of that help.
Now, at this American Police Hall of Fame and Museum in Titusville, Florida, that you mentioned, we understand a very sobering memorial there with the listing of over 9,000 officers who've been killed on the line of duty.
Well, they go back all the way,
mm-hmm.
as far back as they can, to a time when they started keeping tabs on how many law enforcement people were killed. And also, they have memorial for police dogs. German Shepherds, Labrador Retrievers, a lot of police departments use both. The Labradors are used for bomb sniffing and drug sniffing. The German Shepherds are used on patrol. And a lot of them have been killed, in the line of duty. And, they have a memorial there for these dogs, these police dogs.
President Trump has issued a proclamation on Peace Officers Memorial Day, which is today, and Police Week, which is this week, talking about just some excerpts saying we honor those in blue who've been killed or disabled in the line of duty, mindful of the tremendous sacrifices of the 106 heroes who laid down their lives last year while protecting their communities. He talked about how his administration is working on several fronts to enhance the health and safety of the nation's law enforcement and the measures that he is taking there. Also in his resolution that he put forth, mentioned that Melania and he would be lighting up the White House in blue tonight, May the 15th. Is this important for the president? He's called for the flags to be flown at half staff on this Peace Officers Memorial Day. Is this significant recognition coming from this president on this matter?
Oh, definitely. Let me tell you something about Donald Trump, because he's from New York also. Donald Trump is the real deal. When he talks about cops, that's real love for police officers, because he knows New York. This is a street-smart president. This is a president that is aware of what was going on around him all the years when he was in the business community. He knows about New York and the problems of crime. He was in New York when they had 2,000 homicides a year, and he was very critical of of the mayor and the politicians for their ineptitude in dealing with the high crime. 2,000 homicides. Now you have maybe 300, 400 homicides a year, which is a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
And he also gave a lot to police officers, and he didn't make a big deal out of it. You know, he didn't have a press conference. No, he quietly visited a police officer in the hospital. He would give his family some help, financial help. He's the real deal, and cops know he's the real deal. Any New York City cop will tell you that he is for real. This is not fake. This is not phony. This isn't Obama forcing a bunch of cops to stand behind him, whether they want to or not. This is the President of the United States, the Commander in Chief, and a man who is always quick to give credit where credit's due as far as law enforcement.
I understand there's a number of significant events going on in Washington, D.C., in memory of and in honor of police officers.
Yeah, there are, and I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see an upturn in that type of activity. Listen, during the last administration, we had hit, and I mentioned before, a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, what she said about cops. Luis Gutierrez, what he said about cops. John Conyers, another lunkhead from the Congress, what he said about cops. You know, these people, they say these things, and they seem not to care that they're going to have an impact on people. For example, I still remember the night I heard about the two cops sitting in the car. They were there as part of security for some event out in Brooklyn, New York. And as they sat in the car talking, I mean, a routine security assignment, while they're sitting in the car, a guy sneaks up behind them who was a Muslim and who was a cop hater. He had stuff all over the social media. He sneaks up, shoots them both in the head, and kills them both. And all of the cops after that turned their back on the mayor, because the mayor of New York was even worse than federal politicians. He had nothing nice to say about police officers. In fact, he's told police officers during a meeting, he said that he had to sit down with his son, who happens to be black, that he has to sit down with his son to warn him to be careful around police officers.
Right. Jim Corey is our guest here today. A quick break and then just a couple more questions. We will be opening our phone lines today to give you opportunity to either ask a question or to reflect. Perhaps you're an officer yourself or the spouse of an officer, or maybe you have a connection to one whose life has been taken in the line of duty, or simply want to give your comments on this day of remembrance. So we'll be opening our phone lines here in a short time for that. But in the meantime, we'll be back in just 1 minute here on Crosstalk. Also, be ready to jot down an email address where you can subscribe to writings from our guest today. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
We are concerned for our nation. The pathway on which we're headed is one destined for destruction. Collectively, our nation celebrates what God calls an abomination. Children are killed daily by abortion. Secularism is on the increase. The Bible and Christianity under attack. That which is evil is declared good, and that which is good is declared evil. In the book, The Coming Destruction of America, Pastor Neil Jackson undertakes a biblical examination of the judgments of God upon a land. You'll see what happens to a nation that rejects God's ways, rejects God's words, and rejects God's warning. It's a book that calls America to repentance to avoid the judgment of God upon our beloved land. This hardcover book, The Coming Destruction of America, is available for a donation of $17 or more to VCY. Obtain your copy by calling 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Today, Peace Officers Memorial Day, and we're speaking with Jim Corey, member of the Board of Advisors and former Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. Jim Corey is with us today. Jim, you write not only on this issue, but you write on many, many current event issues, things that are going on at in society and politics at the borders and on, what's happening within the political structure of our nation. For our listeners today who would like to receive your newsletter, you provide this at no cost with just people can sign up by email. Is that correct?
Right. They just, send an email to copmagazine@AOL.com. In the subject line, you just have to write subscription or, hello. They could say, write anything they want in the subject line or in the body of the, email.
Mm-hmm.
But, they could request, to be, signed on for, the newsletter.
Again, folks, email is copmagazine@AOL.com. And in the subject line, just put subscribe to newsletter Jim, they will receive your commentaries and writings on so many different issues.
Yeah, well, we try to cover a lot of stuff. If the name of it is conservative base, and there's a number of people behind that who have created it, and made me their editor. Why, I don't know. I was never an editor. But they asked me to be the editor. And, for example, Van Hipp, who worked as the deputy secretary of the Army during the Bush administration, and a few other big wigs in the Republican Party.
So, folks, again, send an email to copmagazine@AOL.com, copmagazine@AOL.com. Just put subscribe, and you'll start receiving the columns there from Jim and from conservative base. Jim, as President Trump spoke on this issue today, he was honoring officers, but he also spoke in this same message here about the need to strengthen our borders. Is there a connection between these two items, strengthening our borders and respecting and honoring our law enforcement?
There is, definitely. And, you know, the news media, doesn't help either. You know, they're diametrically opposed, to anything basically that Trump, feels is important for the American people. The fact of the matter is that, local politicians are telling their cops, to stop harassing, I don't know what they mean by harassing. It's not like cops go out on the street, look for somebody who's an illegal alien, and then start bugging them
mm-hmm.
or following them for no reason. A lot of the crime that we have seen in this country, in fact, I did an article where I looked at 55,000 prisoners who were illegal aliens. The average one was deported and came back into the country four times. That's a felony. All right.
Wow.
If you look at the law, the first time is a misdemeanor, but the next time, if you deport them and they come back, that's a felony. So these people are walking around committing felonies by their very presence in the country. You also have police officers being told that they have to be careful how they treat the illegal aliens. They're being given things that American citizens aren't given when they are incarcerated or are locked up or detained awaiting trial. It does have an impact on the way cops see this society. they look at the society and they say to themselves, you know, it seems to me if you're a citizen, you're a second-class citizen, and if you're an illegal alien, you're going to make out like a bandit.
Wow. Let's open our phone lines here today. And, folks, if you would like to share your comments on this Day of Remembrance, it is the Peace Officers Memorial Day. Or if maybe you are an officer yourself or the spouse of an officer, maybe your life has been impacted in some way by a fallen officer, and you would like to share today, our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Before we get to our calls, though, Jim, let me just ask one further question. How is it that people in a meaningful way can show appreciation to our police force?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, I do it all the time. If I see a police officer, especially in the winter, the guy's out there directing traffic. I remember I went to the theater with my daughter, and the theater district was really crowded. And I walked over, and I just said to him, thanks for your service.
Hmm.
And he was really appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm.
That someone took the time out to do that in the bitter cold.
Yeah, the aspect of showing that appreciation is so important. I tell you what, we got a lot of full lines here, so let's pick up some calls and we'll interject here as we can. We're going to begin with Scott, who is calling in from Vermont. Hi, Scott, you're on the air.
Hi. I was kind of intrigued by some of the comments made about the Democratic Party and John Kennedy wanting to be a Republican. And, of course, we know John Kennedy was very well educated. But I Googled IQ on the Internet to see where the highest IQs were.
Okay, Scott, let's deal with our topic today of the police officers. And we said it was President Kennedy who issued that first proclamation. But what are your thoughts on this Police Officers Memorial Day?
Well, I just think that this officer is, really putting out disgusting ideas in terms of he's racist. And I think he, looks at the population as being something that's potentially incarcerated.
Okay. Jim, your response to our Scott here from Vermont.
I couldn't understand what he was saying. I heard racist.
Yeah. Do you think you're racist by your comments here today?
Really? I didn't even, I'm half Puerto Rican and half Arabic. I don't know how I was racist.
Hmm.
Okay. Did I say anything? I mean, illegal aliens. I said illegal aliens. That's not racist.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly, we need to respect the rule of law in our land. Thank you, Scott, for your thoughts. Roy in Bayside, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I have two quick sentences which are on the subject. The U.S. Constitution has a little-known part which says that Congress can name subjects which federal courts can't touch. And lastly, the U.S. Supreme Court supposedly has a two-vote conservative majority, and if we get a decent Congress in the next election, next year, conservatives in Washington must get rid of the rotten Miranda rule, which tells the criminal that he doesn't have to talk, or tells criminal suspects that they don't have to talk to police. And this has been publicized on TV, and so the whole public can see that the justice system is slanted in favor of criminal suspects.
Hmm. Thank you, Roy, for that. Any comments on that, Jim?
Well, you know, the Miranda warnings, I think they've gone too far with it. Judges have actually thrown out cases based on Miranda, and I think that that's wrong. You know, the cops make a mistake. Why should the civilians, why should the citizens have to suffer? Because when they do that, they let somebody go, somebody who may be dangerous.
Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Again, your comments on this Day of Remembrance, Peace Officers Memorial Day. Maybe you're an officer yourself or the spouse of an officer. Would like to call in and share today as well. Our number, 800-733-9829. Even if you're not an officer, your comments here on those who's put their life on the line in order to ensure public safety. 800-733-9829. Monroe, Wisconsin. Mark, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yeah, my personal opinion on this whole thing is I think this whole thing actually centers around the hypocrisy with the Democrats that has to do with gun control, and it includes the border issue, because they don't seem to have any problem when they have their own personal armed security and could very well, a lot of them live in a gated community. So my point is, you know, to have law enforcement is to avoid anarchy. So as long as it pertains to anybody outside their immediate area, as long as they're protected, apparently the rest of us are susceptible. So that's my point.
Okay. Thank you so much. Any comment, Jim? Okay. And I think that click I heard is our guest. So we're going to get our guest back online here. Jim Corey with us here today on Crosstalk and taking your calls, 800-733-9829. Let's go next to Amanda calling from Ohio. Amanda, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say a very, very great thank you to capitalized every law officer, female or male, that risks their lives every day in the line of duty. And whether they die or not, they're still risking their lives. And I thank you so very much. And to the ones that are dishonest, you took an oath. Please come back to that oath, because it's a very serious thing. America needs you. You took it for a reason. Please come back to what needs to be done properly and correctly. And thank you so much.
Thank you for the call here today. And taking your calls on Crosstalk, and Jim Corey is our guest here today on the broadcast. And Police Officers Memorial Day, there are those who have laid down their lives and are laying down their lives for you right now, putting their lives on the line. We have next from New Mexico, Andres, you're on the air.
Was he going to go pick you up? Did you want to go with him?
Andres, you're on the air. Please go ahead. Okay, we lost Andreas on the line here as well. And interesting situation. Let me give you the email address here to obtain the regular newsletters that are going out, to the e-newsletters from our guest. That is copmagazine@AOL.com. copmagazine@AOL.com. Richard in Grand Junction, Colorado, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for Crosstalk. It's a great program. We need 1,000 more like it. I'm a former military policeman and have the utmost respect and admiration for our men in blue, and it's sad to see the state of respect lacking for our officers in so many lives. But I maintain the vast majority of Americans do appreciate law enforcement and the tremendous sacrifice they make. And God bless them all and our guest today.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call here today. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. A quick break, then we'll be back with more of your calls here on Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Recently, we held our conference, Holocaust Horizon. Did you know, indeed, there is a Holocaust underway, particularly against Christians, conservatives, and Jews? In the 20th century, communism murdered 65 million Chinese people. 20 million were murdered in the Soviet Union. 3.5 million were murdered in North Korea and Afghanistan by the communists. Did you know that the jihadis have killed 120 million just in Africa alone, according to renowned missionary David Livingston and others? How about Christians killed by jihad? 60 million Christians. Hindus? 80 million. My friends, when you put all these figures together, that's 270 million killed by jihad. And we're well over 100 million killed by communism. And my friends, communism is still marching across the globe. This time, however, communism has now found a partner, and Islam, the red-green axis.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We've been unable to reconnect with our guest today, but certainly your comments on this issue here today will continue to take as you give your thoughts on this very topic. Right back to the phone lines to West Virginia, Clarksburg, West Virginia. Todd is calling. Todd, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. Thanks for taking the call. First time I've called in. Your station is relatively new in our area, and it's a real pleasure to have your resource available. I just wanted to call and comment that I am a criminal defense attorney here in West Virginia, and I'm probably a rarity in that category because I am a very conservative Christian man and generally very supportive of the efforts the police make, but feel that the job I do is also very important in helping bring balance to the process. But I have a lot of very, very close friends that are officers. I highly respect them, respect the risk that they take, and really appreciate them being willing to go out and serve as they do. Wanted to raise just one quick point. I had a little bit of a problem with the comment that the guest made regarding the things like Miranda warning going too far. The reality of our system of justice, Jim, is that we have to have checks and balances for it to work properly. And, you know, to make the comment that, hey, just because an officer makes a mistake doesn't mean the rest of the public should suffer. Well, the reality is when an officer makes a mistake with something significant enough that it may merit a case being thrown out, society in general is suffering because we have somebody who maybe cut corners when they shouldn't have. And so it's very important we have that check and balance system in place. And even good officers do sometimes make mistakes, but the reality is when we as citizens make a mistake, there is a consequence. The officers aren't above the law, and certainly there should be a consequence for their legal mistakes also. Again, not a criticism of officers at all. I'm very supportive of our local police, and I do a lot to help them out and support their organizations and their efforts within the community. Just wanted to share those thoughts.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate your feedback on the issue.
Thanks, Jim.
Sure. Bye-bye. Jerry, Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Jerry. Good afternoon. I'm calling because I'm wondering if there could be something could be done about when they deport illegal aliens. I mean, it's usually done at taxpayers' expense, and they've even made movies where, like, a wedding party will call the Border Patrol on themselves so they would get deported and get a free ride all the way back to their homeland.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of incentives that are not only pulling them, but are also, you know, not. And then the taxpayer is the one ending
right.
up paying for it.
Right. And we've done a lot here on the Border Patrol, border issues and the Border Patrol agents and so forth. I don't want to go too far down that path here today. It's kind of diverting us just a little bit, though. We did mention it because President Trump mentioned it in his speech today. But thank you for the comments on that issue.
Illegal aliens, and we need to get something done about citizenship question or some sort of voter ID before 2020.
Thank you, Jerry. We're going in another direction today. Iris in Iowa, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. First, I'd like to thank the officer that's there today for his service. I greatly appreciate it. Policemen have made a huge difference in my life. I'm a woman. I'm traveling alone. When I heard this presentation, I had to pull over because policemen are absolutely phenomenal. The last time I made this trip, I had a flat. And again, I'm a woman alone. I have some disability. And a police officer changed my tire when it went flat. I also want to thank the policeman at the VA hospital. I was injured there as a nurse, and the policeman worked with me and were so helpful there. And the last thing I want to say isn't quite as, it's kind of sad, but it's something that's going to stay with me the rest of my life, and that is that I was at my home, and I was up late at night. In fact, it was probably early morning, and I heard some gunshots. And, you know, I didn't know what they were from, and my husband said, honey, we're not going to know until morning, and then they'll have it on the news. So let's go to bed and, you know, rest, and we'll find out what it is in the morning. When I woke up in the morning on the news, I very, very sadly learned, and this just breaks my heart for our policemen, I learned that one of our young policemen had been murdered, ambushed, and then there was another policeman that had tried to come to his rescue, and he was killed as well. No. So I will always hear those gunshots in my mind, you know, especially every year when it's time, you know, when they died. So I just wanted to share that I love our policemen. I think the world of them. I appreciate the job they're doing.
Thank you, Iris. Appreciate your call here today. Chad in Ashland, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Chad here. I just wanted to say, you know, thank you to all of the public law enforcement officers. I'm kind of the oddball. I've actually got four felonies in my background.
Hmm.
But I have the utmost respect for law enforcement officers, basically due to a gentleman, the Sheriff's Patrol, named John Bergren. He actually came to my aid when I was in an accident, much younger, and he picked me up, drove me 45 miles, and put me up in a motel after an accident until my parents could come down and get me. And years later, when I was in prison, this same officer had seen my name, and he came to visit me just to check in. So
wow.
I just wanted to say thank you for the amazing heart of our law enforcement. And, you know, from the other end of the perspective, to just give credit where credit is due, they're doing a great job. And they help to turn my life around.
Thank you, Chad.
And, so thank you to all of them.
Appreciate your call. One final call from Milwaukee. Jackie, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for getting me in. I think we got off point there for a while. I want to thank all officers for everything they do. Me, myself, I have never been to jail, never been in any trouble. But without the officers, what would America do? What would we do? We need someone to protect her, and they do put their lives on the line. And as a Christian and as a black woman, I want to say thank you, guys. And what I do when I see officers is I wave at them, I thank them, I offer them water. I think all Americans need to go up to officers and say thank you. Thank you very much for putting your life on the line. Thank you for protecting our communities. And we need to get off of this race, because race is what's destroying America. We are using that as an excuse and nothing but excuse. Become, get back to God. Get the fear of God back in us and protect our children, our officers. I just want to thank you for this show today. I didn't think I was going to get in. I'm talking fast.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you so much.
You've done well, and you've given us a very fitting ending to the program today. Thank you for your call. And friends, to all of you as well, participating in the broadcast today, be praying. Be praying for those law enforcement officers out there looking for the safety here of the public. God bless you. Thanks for listening today to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from BCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to BCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.